Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second, the right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth, the DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bostock scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Ford steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Terrell scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Cusick moves to second. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cusick scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 6-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Randall reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Cubbage scores. Bostock goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. It's 10-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heil hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Bostock reaches third base with a triple. Borgman goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Randall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gar. Randall reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. It's 12-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Jefferson covering, for the out. Randall moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Stein reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Stein moves to third. Brohmer moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stein scores. Brohmer scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 12-2, Twins. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Dent moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Dent moves to third. Essien moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Twins. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent scores. Essien scores. Bannister moves to second. It's 12-5, Twins. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Garr moves to second. It's 12-6, Twins. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Monroe now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heil strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bergmeier, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Broimer hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Borgman moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Borgman moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Borgman tags and scores. Bostock tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-6, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Monroe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.